Cole Hamels and the Rangers look to avoid the series sweep at home to the Twins. We'll pick things up in the second with a man on for Eduardo Escobar.
This ball hit hard down the left field line and gone. Wow. Eduardo Escobar with his second home run of the year, and he makes it a 2-0 Twins lead. I don't know why, but I thought he hooked it a little bit and then it might go foul, but it stayed well fair. Big pitch here, 3-2. This ball smashed into right field, base hit. The shield's in, Gomez will score, and it's a new game.
That's a third good at bat for Ruby tonight. Three hard hit balls, two ropes into right field for base hits, and Rangers been waiting for that hit.
This ball into left field, base hit. Two is in. Here comes DeShields. He is safe.
Well, not many guys would have scored from second on that ball because Rosario charged it and fired a strong throw to the plate. Fortunately, it was Delino flying around third base, and he snuck in there.
Hits this ball hard out to right field. Grossman is back, and it's gone. A home run. The grand slam has cracked this one wide open.
That's nice to see. You know, you're wondering about Delino being on base five times as a leadoff hitter. It appeared that Ryan Rua is going to get a lot of playing time no matter what happens. But a single and a grand slam certainly makes it a lot more comfortable for the manager to say, I'm glad to put his name in the lineup again.
Second slam of the season for the Rangers. It's 11-3.
Jeff Bannister's club improves to 10-12 on the season, and the Rangers skipper was most impressed with his leadoff man.
Big night for D at the top of the lineup. What we'd seen in spring training with the walks, stolen bases, the hits. I mean, he was engaged. And really leading up to tonight, last couple of at-bats have really looked very similar, really confident at the plate, and really seemed to be locked in. They kept swinging the bat, staying engaged in the at-bats, and I think they were rewarded late by just the approaches that they've had. But I think the guys at the top of the lineup, obviously, and got some things going, and then Chu down at the bottom of the lineup. Not necessarily. I don't like to think of that as the nine hole. Chu had been, you know, we'd let him off, but facing the left-hander, put him down there. Looking for some production, and also got a big night from that spot also. Huge play. We needed that out. Very, very nice reaction play by Joey. Center cut in the glove and then tremendous throw. And so, I mean, that was a game changer. And presence of mind to be able to make the continued play.
Delino DeShields caused a lot of havoc out of the leadoff slot on Wednesday, reaching base in five of his six trips to the plate.
I just want to have good at-bats. That's all I was trying to do all night. Like I said earlier today, you know, leadoff is comfortable to me. You know, I know how to work a count, I know how to find ways to get on base, try to make something happen. You know, that's just my game. Yeah, I mean, you know, this offseason, you know, I work really hard. You know, I told myself I wanted to be as a consistent player as I can be. You know, I came into camp ready to go. And granted, you know, we got three guys, you know, that are bench guys that can play pretty much every day somewhere else. So, I mean, credit to us for making it tough on them. You know, there was a decision at the beginning of the season, but, you know, like I said before, we always push each other. And, you know, we just want to see each other do good things and just try to stay as prepared as we can.
Shin-Soo Choo was another big factor out of the nine hole, and he felt one of the keys to victory was the Rangers' base running in that big four-run sixth inning.
That's what we worked for all spring training and the before batting practice, you know, like situation, you know. We want to, like, any opportunity to have, you know, we want to, like, many scores we can, you know. So, you know, third ball, you know, wide pitch, you always, like, recognize, you know, in the play, in the base. Tonight, Delano did a great job. He did a leadoff spot. You know, he not play a long time, but he did it like great job. Oh, he did it five times on base. That's not easy to do it. So that's it. Set the tone, and everybody got to keep going. Well, Cole Hamels always like great games. You know, no matter what, he feel good or not, you know, he always did a, he done his job. You know, we always pitch, you know, you have confidence you can get, can win in these games.
Cole Hamill strikes out just one batter on Wednesday, but he recovers nicely after allowing a second-inning home run, his final line 6 2/3 and 3 earned runs on 7 hits, and he enjoyed all the run support as well.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, being able to battle. I mean, you know, this team, you know, Minnesota has always played us tough, especially since I've been here. They're a tough team, you know, and, you know, they've got a lot of guys that you just have to kind of battle with and you know, outlast. And I think that's kind of what we were able to do. We were able to, you know, get to the bullpen and then just really put some good at-bats together. And, you know, you got to give it to the guys, especially Chu with, you know, what he was able to do in one inning. That's pretty impressive. But, you know, you just got everybody. Everybody was, you know, been grinding the past, you know, couple days against, you know, this team. And, you know, it's a good one to end and you know, move forward for this off day and start for this weekend. You know, a lot of it, especially watching Cash just, you know, battling, you know, yesterday and then, you know, seeing, you know, Bass, you know, he obviously things don't look good on record, but he went out there and really battled yesterday. So you have to give it to him. And sometimes you just don't have your best stuff, but you have to just keep making pitches and you know, just trying to get outs. You know, you got 8 guys, you know, behind you, you know, with Chirinos and I were just working our game plan as best we knew, you know, trying to make changes on the fly. But anytime you're able to get double plays, that really does alleviate a lot of the, you know, the big innings and kind of that workload. And I think, you know, that obviously, you know, showed today with what I was able to do is just kind of get deeper into the ball game because of those types of plays when necessarily those would cut the outing short. We've been hitting a lot of home runs, so it's nice to see that we're continuing that and, you know, just, you know, being able to do that and, you know, taking good at-bats. I think, you know, guys have just been, you know, grinding and, you know, if we're able to kind of get those good at-bats, especially later in the game, you know, that builds confidence, and, you know, that's something that, you know, we're going to have to work towards and you know, really focus on this weekend.
Ryan Arua broke things open with his first career grand slam in that 8-run eighth inning. He ends up going 2 for 5 with the 4 RBIs.
You know, for them to walk Odor and get to me, and for, you know, me to add on runs and help the team out means everything to me. You know, I've had kind of a slow start, and, you know, everyone's been real supportive, so, you know, it helps out. I mean, just try not to do too much. The more at-bats you get, the more comfortable you get. You know, Delino got in there today and got the offense going, you know, getting on base 5 out of 6 times to get the offense going, and seeing the amount of pitches he did helps everybody out. For us to be able to put up that amount of runs going in the off day is good, and hopefully carry it over to the next series. You know, with that long of a stretch of games, everyone's kind of looking forward to it. So, you know, I'm sure they'll have time with the family and relax and, you know, good dinner and whatnot, and then we'll get back after it.
The Rangers have the day off on Thursday. They'll get back to work on Friday against the Angels. Nick Martinez will start the series opener.